judge not, that you be not judged. Sounds easy enough, right? So easy, in fact, that even the world sometimes quotes this verse against us as a way of showing that we should not speak against anything and that we should not condemn what they do. How can we say that something is wrong when Jesus says, judge not, that you be not judged? But Christians, if we think that something that Jesus says is easy, if it's something that even the world can understand, we should ask ourselves seriously if we have really understood what he meant. Because what is easy? It is easy to do what Jesus condemns here. It is easy to stand in judgment over someone. It is easy to hold others to a standard that we're not willing to hold ourselves. It is easy to be hard and unforgiving to someone else, even as we give ourselves the greatest leeway. Can you believe that so-and-so did that? Who would do something like that? Don't they know that it's wrong? I can't believe that anyone would stoop so low. Oh, but those things I did, well, you see, I had good reasons to do the things that I did. I was compelled by the circumstances, and when you look at it in this very specific way, they're really not so bad. So no, they're not at all alike. But Jesus calls this hypocrisy, and hypocrisy of the very worst kind. It is seeing the speck, the moral failing in the eye of our brother, and presuming that we have a right to criticize it, that we have a right to point it out, even as we ignore our own sins, even sins that are sometimes greater, and even sometimes for the very same thing. Like Paul says in the early chapters of Romans, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? So yes, Christians, this is an easy way. It is easy to be charitable toward myself and to be uncharitable towards someone else. Well, surely that must mean then that Jesus wants us to do the opposite, right? Judge not that you be not judged must mean that we should not judge at all, that it is the loving thing to do to simply ignore all things altogether. Let bygones be bygones. Let every person live the way that they want to live. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. I won't even look at the speck in your eye. In fact, I might even call it good, that it's okay for you to do what you're doing, because frankly, it's none of my business. I might not do it, I might not like it, but you do you. Surely that's what Jesus means, right? Judge not that you be not judged means never judge at all. But Christians, this too is an easy way. This too is the way of the world. Because all we're doing in this case is still trying to convince ourselves that we're somehow better, that we choose to overlook things rather than point them out, and that makes us a good person. It is the same self-satisfied pride which instead of condemning says it won't condemn. It's a kind of hypocrisy that says your sins don't matter and therefore mine don't matter either. That if I say that your failings are okay, the things that I have done are also okay. And I'm a good person because of it. No, when Jesus says, "Judge not that you be not judged," he does not mean that sins do not matter. That is an easy way. That is the way of the world. So what then is the way of Christ? What does Jesus mean? Well, verse 5 in our reading is the key to understanding. Take the log out of your own eye first, Jesus says. Put your own house in order. Seek the righteousness which is from above. Repent of what you have done, and turn after the living God, and you will be forgiven for your sins. And being forgiven for those sins, strive to put them away. Cut off the sin which kept you away from God. Live each day in humility and in thankfulness toward the Lord who has been so gracious to you, because you are a new creation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then, Jesus says, you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Then you will not ignore what your brother has done, nor will you despise him for it. But you will see clearly to judge another, not in bitterness, not in self-satisfaction, but in love, a love which desires to make him better, a love that wants him to turn from his error and live, a love that wants him to repent and to call on the name of the living God, so that together, both of you may enter into glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a judgment that seeks to build up, and not a judgment which only tears down. Because at the heart of all of this, Christians, is patience and mercy. It is a willingness to bear with one another, to forgive sooner than you condemn. It is to say of the one who has wronged you, "I forgive you," rather than "What have you done?" It is recognizing that we are all sinners before the Lord, but that we have all been forgiven. It is recognizing that we so often stumble and fall, but God will lift us up again. It is recognizing that if God can forgive me, I can also forgive you. It is setting the needs of others before my own. It is seeking their good above all things, so that we may walk together in true unity and love, both in this world and in the next. It's like Paul says in Colossians 3, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." Is that easy? No. But it is the way of Christ, because Jesus came down in righteousness to take away not only the log in our eye, but also the sin in our heart that put it there. Jesus laid down his life in love in order to make us holy He did not count himself first, but took the lowest place of all. He forgave us while we were still sinners, while we were still totally opposed to him, so that we would become his children, heirs of eternal life. Since, Christians, Jesus has done this for us, let us also forgive one another. And let us seek to call one another to true repentance so that we may walk together in love and finally enter into everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us the spirit of mercy and of love so that we may forgive one another as you have forgiven us, through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.